We are holding in Siman Nun Hey. We're up to Yud Tes. Mr. Shem, we're going to finish up this Siman today. Shliach Tzibur Beteva. Beteisha Bebeis HaKnesses Mitztarfin. So you have the Shliach Tzibur is on the Teva, the elevator platform, and you have the other nine. They are combining with him to make the 10 into 1 minion. Afa Pishahu Gavah Sara V'Rachava Arba, even though technically speaking, in Hilchos Shabbos, this would be a separate Rishus, because it's 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide. Nevertheless, V'yesh L'Mechitza is Gavah Sara, and has its 10 Tfachim high, fine. But nevertheless, it's so Mitztarf, Mipnei Shehi Batel L'Gabi Beis HaKnesses. Even though it's a separate halachic location, it's considered to be bottled to the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore the Chazan is Mitztarf. If you've been to these shuls in Tzfas, you'll see that it's quite high up. You have to climb the stairs to get up to the place where the chazan would daven from. And some write that this is the smak, he's quoting over here, that this is when the mechitzos do not reach to the ceiling. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nuntes, Shliach Tzibur Beteva, he's in the different section of the shul where he's davening. Hu adin acher nimitztarif. Nevertheless, anybody who there would still be mitztarif. Nochet Shliach Tzibur, so why did it specify the case of the chazan? The low name is a person shouldn't say, no, the cave to hu tzorich lahotziim, because we need him to be motzi everybody else. That's the only reason we needed him. Of course we're going to be mitztarif him. Right? That's why we did it. Cave to hu tzorich lahotziim yidei chobason migregora. There, it's not going to be any worse than that. Everybody would count if they are combined. Okay, Chaf Hayasar b'Mokam Echad va'Oimrim Kaddish v'Kedusha. 10 people in one place saying the Kaddish and Kedusha. Afilu Misha'ena Imahim Yochel Anos. Even though someone else is not with them, they're still able to answer. The the Mishnah Berurah says in Samach She'ena Imahim Rotz Lo means like this. Afilu b'Beis Acher. You're in a different house, a different location, rochok legame, totally far away. Since you had the 10 people there, the shechina is with them. Va'az afilu mechitza shel barzel, even an iron wall. Eina mafsekes bein kol mi shiroi to litzarif atzmo im ov yishuv ha-shamayim. You know, nothing could stop a person from connecting to the ones who connect to Hashem. Hashochim betoch elu ha-sar, because the shechina represents Hashem's presence is with them, therefore they are mitzarif. So the Samech Aleph Yochel Anos is able to answer Amen va'Amen Yehishmei Rabu Kedusha Ubaruchu V'chein Yochel Hotzian Yedei Chovaso B'Tepila Im Eino Baki. That if he didn't know how to daven, he could be Yotzei through this as well. Continuing now back in the Mechaber, V'yesh Oimrim Shetzarech Shaloi Hei Mafsik Tinuf O Avoides Kochavim. That provided this works, you can combine with them. There's nothing that would stop the connection in between. They would halachic ban it. Tinuf is something that's like soiled excrement or something like that. The Avodah Zarah is in between. Seish Omer Shetzarech Mishnah Berurah Samech Beis Dikosov Hashulchan Aruch Dinze Beloshin Yesh Omer. He writes this as a Yesh Omer, and Mashmas implies the Dinze no psikale. I mean, we don't pass in this way. V'chein Mashmei HaRamah B'Simen Ayin Tes Sif Aleph B'Hagah D'Lo Svir Leke. It doesn't hold like this. Chemo Shekosov Magen Avram Shalom. There's Magen Avram. It's over there. Ayin B'Chai Adam Shekosov V'Nira Lo the Amen Yehesh Mirabu U'Kedusha Ya'ane. He could at least answer the Amen Yehesh Mirabu Kedusha. He could answer Have Rak Psukim, because these are Psukim. Ava Baruch Hu Lo Yana, but that you would not be able to answer. Va'ayin B'Levush Yisra. You look over there. These are the dinim by the Tzoa. That's what's being discussed over there in Simin Ayin Tes. Mirat Hashem will get there. Samach Gimel, right, was going on the fact that there's something that's blocking them. Shlo Yehei Afil Amen Eini Yochel Anos. He can't answer even an Amen L'Dei Azu according to this opinion. Imhu Mafsik. That there's something that is, you know, interrupting and preventing it from being there. Okay, Samech Dalit Tinuf Roitzalomer Afiluhu Meruchak Mimen Yoisimarba Amos. Even they're farther away from this, excrement more than Dalit Amos. Using Ramosh's definition, that would be 7 feet 3 inches. You're farther away from that. Deba Amamoter Aide Chazaras Pana. Normally, it's fine if you just turn your turn to the side. Im Eina Magilo Reach Ra. It doesn't smell bad. In this case, it would not help. Because it's blocking between him and the ones that he wants to combine with. It's causing the Shechina not to be here. Interesting, in the Dirshu 77, to the sides, kosel l'kamen, we'll see it again, that's in Siman Ayin Tes, shu machloikis aposkim, aval mashiro below hatiyas arosh l'tzadadim, that which you would see without turning to the side, l'chol deyas nech shalafon, that's considered to be in front of him. In 78, it says, umitam zeh, for this reason, kosel patah, she'osin she ma'al besa kinesis dover mos, al o avodah zorah, you can't have something above as well because of alzeh shartzion sham she'enu raya mikan shahaminhag lahakel bazeh. We are making on this. So, for example, if a person would have a shul in the first floor of an apartment and it's on the second floor or the third floor, there's a tino for there's an avodah zara, that would not be, we're making on that. One would be allowed to daven in such a minyan, even provided that, like an apartment or something, would have something above them on a subsequent floor. Okay, do we skip? What are we holding? No, Samachay, sorry, Akum. Rotsa Loimer, Avodas Kochavim, O Ovi Kochavim, right? Those things that we stop. Okay, now we're up to Chafalaf. Ir Shiyeshbo Elasara. Ve'echamehim Rotsa Latseis B'Yom Neroim. So you got 10 guys, and one guy wants to go to Uman for Yom Neroim. We require him either to remain, not to be mevatel and break up the minyan, or to hire somebody to come and take his place. And they have 11. Let's say Shnaim, two of them want to leave. Again, it's a higher math. When you have 11 and two want to leave, you still don't have a minyan. Therefore, yaskir shneim echa b'shutvus b'makom. The two people have to split the costs. If the two can leave, one guy's wealthy and one guy is poor, when you divide the first half of it, you split half and half. And the other half, I think I split it backwards, right? For you split it, it means like this. You split 50% that they split evenly, and the remaining 50%, so then the rich person will pay more of a share than the poor person would. And besides paying for people to come to Davin, to be there in the Min, you have to pay for a chazan. So that amount, that also is required in paying from those who are leaving as well as those who are remaining behind. Hagah, ve'ein chilek bein imroit leilech zman oruch, koidim yom tov, alo. It doesn't matter whether he wants to leave a few days before, a few weeks, even a few months before. If he's not going to be there for the yom, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, the minhag was, even if you didn't have a minyan year round, you had a minyan for the yom neroim. Right? Kol shliach sov yom tov, as long as you're not going to be back, you are required to get somebody to fill in. Okay. Samach vav b'mekomo, v'kevin sheminhag b'chol tfutos Yisrael, the minhag without all the Jewish communities, afila oisim she'ein lehem minyan shalom kol hashana, even those places where they did not have a minyan throughout the rest of the year, they would hire people to come to make the minyan for the yom neroim. Oholchin l'makom minyan, they would go to places where there's a minyan. The hareze doimel l'sefer Torah l'beis hakneses shebnei ha'ir koifin zebazeh. This is similar to where you could force people to share the expenses to get a sefer Torah for a city or to build a shul. Samach zayin chadas arotzim. You have 11 and 2 want to leave. Hu adin shnayim asar arotzim shlosha letzeis. You have 12 and 3 want to leave. Or shlosha also arotzim v'arba letzeis. You have 13 and 4 want to leave. Again, at the end of the day, you're less than a minion. Tzrichim kulam liskor echa b'shutfus. You have to hire somebody in order to make sure they're not going to leave this city without a minion. Chetzo, half and half, you split the funds. Hachon kosu de tol sofer. They say this is a mistake. V'zeh porin shnayim b'shav. In this case, really, no. Everyone pays equally. Shekol echem mechuyiv la'amid ish makom, because each person has to find a replacement for him. Shemitchila hayim minyan shalim, because you had a complete minyan. Ve'ein rishoy levatal minyan, you don't have rights just because you're wealthy. You don't have rights to leave these people without a minyan. Ve'ha denostin chetz l'fim amonon, when it says you give part of it according to your wealth, that's when you have 8 people. Now you got to hire 2 people. So in this case, that's when we come to see how much money you have to spend. Because we make the people who are wealthy and can afford to give more, we require them to give more. Because the poor will just get up and pack their little meager belongings and go next door and go to the next town. They're not going to leave everything behind, so therefore they have more of a requirement, they want more, they're invested more literally in it and have to pay more. Al hayotzim, you have to, both those who are leaving and those who are staying might have to pay for the chazan. Mi she'eino yochel lachzor lebeiso machmas ones. It's something that's beyond control and he can't get back. She'en reshoy levol medina, he's not able to come from overseas. Potza afilo hegiyaz man regel, he's exempt, even by the time comes. V'davki im hu onus mamish. It has to be something that's really beyond his control. Aval im machmas chov mamon o pshia, he was negligent, or something like that, or money, lo yochel levol. Then people should lose out because of him. That's for making the minyan and for hiring a chazan. Then esrog is not similar to these things. I'm the common simon tuf reishin and chesp sif tes mashkasam nisham. Yeshuvim hatzvichim liskor minyan vichas, and you have to hire people to come, and you hire someone to daven. Yesh sevilos shavagil nevo sham gam kein im bnei beisam. People come there with their families. Ain tzvichim litein klum la hayishuv. They don't have to give anything. The ibo leichul leirachers. They want, they'll just go to a different city. Sheisham in has built on without me here coming here. Lo hayat tzvichim litein klum afilas schiros hashlichim. They don't have to even give money to help pay for the chazan. Kevin shagam biladam heim tzvichim liskor lahem shlichim, because without them coming, you still have to pay for that. And in the Achlon discussed the following interesting case. What would be if there were two shuls in town, right? And you can leave, and the other shul on the other side of town will have a minyan. So in that case, you can't force them to pay because these people can just get up and walk to the other shul, even though they don't normally daven there year-round. That would not be a requirement to make them hire something because there would be a minyan in the town. Okay, last sif. Chaf Beis. Lo hayekoyfin liskor lahaskir, b'zali lahashli minyan ki'im b'yom n'roim. We only force this on yom n'roim. B'chagon she'ein chaseirim ki'im echad o'shayim, when lacking one or two. Ela'im ki'im minha kavua, m'forsam b'ir l'choif lahaskir afilu b'chesu and shlosha or last minhag has been clear that we do comply people to do it for three or four. Im yesh minyan miyoshi ha'ir, koifin liskor chazan. If you have minyan, then we force them to hire a chazan. In a place she'ein minyan tomei bebeis hakenesis, you don't always have a minyan in this shul. Koyfin zezeb kenosos with penalties. Shavo tomei minyan bebeis hakenesis. Can come. You know why are you being lazy and staying home? We need you to come to shul and make a minyan. Shlo yisbat il hatomei. It shouldn't become something that becomes a nullified. I am the common reish simon kufnun. Im koifin zeze livnos beis hakneses. Okay, that's coming up in chelik beis. We'll discuss the din about forcing somebody to build a shul. Okay, here we go. Mishnah Berurah sif katan ayin biyom in the royim that we would force right to have them. Rotzla means im yesh shmona otisha. Oh no, you have 8 or 9 people. Yechom lechov echa lechaver shlo lahash lehisha irpo lispal diyichidus. Not to stay there. Aval mi im mi mehen rotzen leilich lemakom achir sheyesh b'minyan ein yechom lechov klal. If he wants to go down with a minyan, you can't force him to stay back. Miyoshve ha'ir afilu ein dar be'ir rak shlosha o arba balibat. You have 3 or 4 people in the whole town. In yesh lehem misharsim. But they have servants, they have a Rebbe, a Malami that's going to help them make the minyan. Ayin Beis, Lizkor Chazen, Kidei, Sheyotzim Yedei Chavosim, Bebarchu, Vekadusha, Vekhaigavna. So they can have answer Dovashe, Vekadusha. Vafida Kol Ashana Koifin Lezeh. A whole year you could force Tomid. We want to make sure that we force them to come, so there should be the minyan. Because once there is a minyan in your city, the obligation is chal on you. The kilos ketanos in small communities, yesh lechoif bachorim haloim dim sheyechul beis hakneses. Force the younger single men, boys, to come to the shul. B'malkam she'ein minyan torah, when you don't have a constant minyan there. Kizman torah lechud. Medavka hila is gadol. This is in a big community. Az yesh lelomdim lehispalel b'malkam limudim. Have them daven in the place for the learning. Sheish b'lav ha'achi beis hakneses tzibur. Because you have a shul anyway. Mashe'engim kibitz katan kazeb. And you have a small little place. There's nothing to talk about. So Amr Chazal, Shrebi Eliezer, Bo'al the beis hakneses lo motzah shama sora. Right, when he came to shul and he found they didn't have a minyan there, v'shichur avdo, he freed his servant. Huge discussion in the Rishonim already, but how could he do this? There's an Isser of doing that. Okay, fine. So that they could answer a kedusha. Mizeh nilman, from here to kol shekin shlo yisatzil ha'adam b'tircha ba'alma. So certainly, if he's going to be meshacher his eved, so certainly a person shouldn't find an excuse just because of the tircha, the exertion that's involved. L'kabeit a minion. Let's be able to go to get together and make a minion. V'kama gadol himitzas ha'ish shediroso b'malkum kibbutz katan. How great is a person who lives in a place where there's small ground people? K'shiro l'kabeit tamid minion kadesh shlo yisbatel ha'tamid. He's constantly getting people together to make sure they don't lose out on a minion. Even the person's one of the first 10 to make it a minion. Omer Chazal, Shinoy Tuschar Neged Kol Haboim Achareim. I mean, you have a huge shul, but you're one of the first 10 guys to make the minion. You get the schar of everyone's coming afterwards. Sekav Vechomer Zeshu Omer Likabzim Gamkin. And how much more so you get if you actually do your amelis, your effort that you put in, the work to make the minion? That's huge. You know, people sometimes get annoyed, but the guy's always calling and trying to make sure we'll get a minion together, putting on a WhatsApp or like that, you know, we need a minion, we need a tenth. So that's a tremendous zechus to be able to put together the minion. Amr Chazal, call him a Zake es Harabim. Anybody who has a zechus and brings a zechus to the community, ein cheid ba al yado. Sin won't come through him. So that's a wonderful thing to remind ourselves of when we get those reminders, you know, looking for a tenth. And the person who's sending those out is doing a tremendous thing by giving us the zechus to join into to make a minion. Okay, that completes Simon Nun Hei.